This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
That's 855-450-3733 as we launch into the third hour on this live Thanksgiving Eve edition of the show. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Daryl.
We've got Skype, by the way. Skype username is lrn.fm. So, in the spirit of the holiday here, Daryl, John Stossel has a few words to share.
Yes, he actually has quite a few words. He begins tomorrow as you celebrate the meal the Pilgrims ate with Indians. And Daryl cutting in here, what you're eating tomorrow is
not
going to be anywhere near representative of what the Pilgrims ate with the Indians.
Mm-hmm.
They were eating fish, not a big giant fat turkey.
Wow, okay.
They also weren't eating, you know, like pumpkin pie and stuff like that.
Cranberry sauce?
Possibly. But definitely not the stuff that came out of the can, because they didn't have canned food back then. But, you know, that's really the only way to eat cranberry sauce, right? The stuff that comes out of the can that stays in the sort of circular.
That's the favorite, I think, from people. But, you know, every now and then you can find a good grandma-made, like, actual cranberry relish or whatever they call it, whether there are actual cranberries in it. That's what you're comparing, right? Like the canned cranberry to the kind of the stuff that actually has real cranberries in it.
I've only ever seen one time somebody made an actual homemade cranberry whatever.
I've seen it more than once. It's usually more tart.
And it was not that good.
I'm sure if you added enough sugar to it, it would turn
out. If you add enough sugar to anything, it'll turn out okay. But we digress. He says, as you celebrate, pause for a moment to thank private property. I know that seems weird, but before the first Thanksgiving, the Pilgrims nearly starved to death because they didn't respect private property. When they first arrived in Massachusetts, they acted like Bernie Sanders wants us to act. They farmed collectively. Pilgrims said, we'll grow food together and divide the harvest equally.
Sounds like a nice idea.
Yeah, but unfortunately, it's a bad idea. Economists call this the tragedy of the commons.
Mm.
When everyone works together, some people don't work very hard.
Right. If you know that you're going to get fed, regardless of the amount of effort that you put in, you may not. I'm not saying you would, but there are people who will not do the level of effort. They will not put in the same level of effort as other people. In fact, it will tend to drive the amount of effort put in general by everyone down over time. And then, of course, there will be the total freeloader types who, and I remember reading about the Jamestown colony where, you know, people would act as though they were sick. People would act as though they were, you know, unable to work. And so they would just sit around and get fed while everybody else was out, you know, busting butt trying to actually feed themselves and feed the people who were lazy. And, of course, that's going to cause resentment among the people who are actually out there slaving away in the fields while these other people are sitting under, you know, some tree somewhere claiming that they're too sick to work.
Right. And, you know, the proponents of what they call a universal basic income, they'll say, well, if everybody has this guaranteed income, then people can actually do what they love. And, you know, it won't feel like work when people are working. Well, no, somebody's still going to have to go scrub the toilet. People don't scrub toilets because they enjoy scrubbing toilets.
Somebody does. I bet you somebody really enjoys it. There's got to be somebody out there who's, like, feeling really satisfied by cleaning a dirty toilet.
So allow me to say this. When I worked for the airline, there were, you know, several different shifts, and my preferred was the late second shift. So we were getting the final inbound flights of the night.
Were you in the ground crew?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, baggage throwers is what they called us. But the final inbound flights, you know, where the plane stays at the airport overnight, we had to clean those airplanes. And there were some people that, you know, they would just go as slowly as possible, pulling stuff out of the seat backs. So I hated doing the interior plane cleaning. I much preferred dumping the lavs because then, you know, that's the lavatory. For those not familiar or thinking I was talking about some weird sort of microphone.
That's probably an industry short term.
I preferred doing that because then I didn't have to worry about whether somebody else was pulling their weight. I didn't have to, wait a second, I just did two-thirds of this entire plane and you're still sat on your butt looking at your cell phone.
Right.
So, you know, yes, there was, you know, an instance
so
where...
You were incentivized to clean the toilets.
I was incentivized to clean the toilets, and I enjoyed doing that because I didn't have to worry about other people. But, you know, like, if given the task of, Daryl, do you want to work the front counter or just go scrub toilets for 8 hours?
Sure.
I don't know. You know what? I would probably rather scrub toilets because toilets aren't going to yell at you.
And front counter is mostly customer service issues all day long.
Yeah, you know, somebody yelling at you because some day screwed in up. Atlanta put the bag on the wrong flight.
Right.
So, okay, I take back all my comment. Yes, some people would scrub toilets because they enjoy it. But let's continue.
Lazy people.
With the article. Likewise, and this again, when everybody works together, some don't work that hard. Likewise, when the crops were ready to eat, some would grab extra food, sometimes picking corn at night before it was fully ready. Teenagers were especially lazy and liked to steal the commune's crops. Pilgrims almost starved. Governor Bradford wrote in his diary, "So they began to think how they might raise as much corn as they could, that they might still thus languish in misery."
That's how he actually spoke.
That's how I imagine he spoke. His answer, he divided the commune into parcels and assigned each pilgrim his own property.
This was after the first failure, right? Like the first season.
After they almost starved.
Yeah, okay.
Or as Bradford put it, "Set corn every man for his own particular, assigned every family a parcel of land." That simple
change. Set corn every man for his own particular. Translation, you can decide how much corn to plant.
Yes.
Okay, got it.
That simple change brought the pilgrims as much plenty that they could share food with the Indians.
That's right.
Bradford wrote that it made all hands very industrious, so as much more corn was planted than otherwise would have been. We see this principle at work around us today.
It's true.
America is prosperous because private property is mostly respected and people work hard to protect what they own. China rose out of poverty only when communist rulers finally allowed people to own property and keep the profits from it. But wait, you say, did not the Native Americans live communally? Isn't this proof that socialism and collective property work? No. It's a myth that Native Americans had no property rights. They had property, and European settlers should have treated those rules with respect. Native American property rules varied, however. There wasn't much point trying to establish private property in rocky hinterlands where no one traveled, but Terry Anderson of Property and Environment Research Center wrote, "Private garden plots were common in the East, as were large community fields with plots assigned to individual families. Harvesting on each plot was done by the owning family with the bounty stored in the family's own storehouse. Today, however, many American Indians live in poverty. It's not because Native Americans are lazy or irresponsible. When Indians are allowed to own their own land, they prosper.
Right.
The laws of economics are the same for all people."
But a lot of the Indian reservations don't allow that.
Exactly. And that's because of the federal government.
The Bureau of Indian Affairs?
Yes. Yep. John Stossel asked Manny Jules, who's the chief of the Kamloops Indian Band, has been for the last 16 years. He asked why so many Indians are poor. Jules said, "Nobody chooses poverty. We've been legislated out of the economy by the federal government, both in the United States and in Canada." So that sounds odd for people who know how much government spends to care for Indians. Jules says, well, by taking care of us, that means providing social welfare programs. The only way to break the cycle of poverty is real private property rights.
Let's talk more about it here in moments. You can share your thoughts. It's the Thanksgiving Eve edition of Free Talk Live. Open phones, as always. You can bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
The following is an incredible, life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing everything more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-2949. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so invisible, people may not even know you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear everything more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial, free shipping, and even free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-2949. That's 1-800-719-2949. 1-800-719-2949.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel, Nephilim, by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on this Thanksgiving Eve edition of the show. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Ride sharing has gone totally free market with Cell 411. You can go to getcell411.com or to your Google or Apple App Store and just download it. It's free. Cell 411 not only allows you to do decentralized emergency response, meaning that you can respond to or send out alerts to and from your friends and family members or also members of the public who need help. Maybe it's something like a medical emergency or a fire getting pulled over. That's what Cell 411 was originally designed for. But now they've added ride sharing to Cell 411, which I think is going to be, it's going to make this the killer app. This is the must-have app for anyone who considers themselves an activist. It's a must-have app for anybody that's got a neighborhood watch group or just for people who care about each other, but also now for people that need a ride somewhere or for people who want to give them rides. If you are a driver with Cell 411, you don't have to ask anyone's permission. There's no one at Cell 411 who you can ask permission from. You just go ahead and download the app, and you take a picture and put your own photo up. You put a picture of your car up, and those are the only two requirements to be a driver on Cell 411. That's it. There's no background check required, although they are going to allow drivers to upload background checks to their profile if they want to.
Nice.
So, you probably should have commercial insurance if you're going to be doing it as a business. But again, no checks with Cell 411. It's totally free market. It's allowing the market to decide what level of stuff people need to have, allowing the riders to choose their drivers. When the rider wants a ride, they say where they are and where they want to ride to. Every Cell 411 driver in the area is then alerted to that request, and multiple drivers can respond to the request with an offer. The drivers get to select the amount of money that they will charge, the different payment methods that they accept. So this completely puts the drivers in control of their own business for the first time. It used to be with Uber and Lyft that you were an independent contractor and you had to jump through their hoops, you had to get their background check, and if you got a felony, they're not going to let you in. And, it's just these corporations are a pain in the butt to deal with. They would take down from 80%. I know Uber took their payouts from 80% for each ride down to 75% for each ride. So just, basically stabbing their drivers in the back and, twisting the knife. Now those drivers can start their own business with Cell 411. GetCell411.com. That's GetCell411.com. And again, it's free. So really, there's no reason not to download this and try it out. So we continue here, Ian and Daryl in the studio sharing the John Stossel retelling of the classic story from the Jamestown colony where...
No.
Jamestown. Why do
even
I think
though
Jamestown
existed before the Plymouth settlement, most people don't pay any attention to that one.
Okay.
They always think of the Massachusetts Pilgrims when they think of Thanksgiving.
So wait, who was the governor in this case? Governor who?
The governor of the Massachusetts Bay Colony.
Of the Massachusetts Bay Colony. Okay.
Yes.
Thanks for continually correcting me on this. We've told the story for many years, and I didn't recall that detail.
Yes.
So talking about how they went from a commonly owned system where everyone, had to work in the same fields, basically, and all of the food that was harvested went into the same storehouse, which was then robbed by some of the teenagers on occasion.
Yes.
Some people would be lazy and not really pull their weight, and they basically had a famine one year. The next year, they divided up the colony into parcels. Each family unit had their own parcel and could farm it however they wanted.
Set corn every man for his own particular.
Right. Could farm it how they wanted. Could store their own food on their own parcel.
Yes.
And then, all of a sudden, they have a surplus. And it's not random chance. That's not why they had a surplus.
Right.
It wasn't because it rained more or, better weather or whatever. It's because of private property, the ability to control your own destiny to some extent. Obviously,
right.
If the crops get wiped out, they get wiped out. But at least you have the opportunity to decide what to plant, to decide how much of it to plant,
yes,
and how to harvest it, and put as much effort as you put in is what you get out.
Right. And he says that, some people say, well, the Native Americans didn't have property rights, so, doesn't that prove that communism works? And he says, well, no, they did have property rights. They just had a different concept of property rights that was unique to Europeans. So let me go back up to where he says that most of the Indians on the eastern part of the country would have private garden plots within a larger community field.
Hmm.
So very similar to what the Massachusetts Bay Colony did.
Interesting.
All right, so you get a plot, you get a plot, you decide what to grow on your plot.
I didn't know that about the Native Americans.
Nor did I. I knew that there was, you know, some kind of understanding of property rights, but that it was, you know, different from the European understanding.
And they said that was in the East Coast, so I wonder if it was different by tribe and, you know, how...
Probably, yeah. My understanding of how Native American property rights would work is that they would have, you know, sort of grazing rights, if you will, even though they didn't necessarily have domesticated animals, but, you know, they might come and fish in this area for part of the year, and then another tribe would come fish at another part of the year, and so they respected who got usage of the land at what time.
Okay.
But nobody was like, this is ours for now and for always, which is the European understanding of land property.
Yeah, so they homesteaded based on time of year.
Yes. Okay. So Stossel then asked the chief of the Kamloops Indian Band why so many Indians are poor. And Chief Jewell says, nobody chooses poverty. We've been legislated out of the economy by the federal government, both in the United States and in Canada. By taking care of us, that means providing Social Security welfare programs. The only way to break the cycle of poverty is through real property rights. The U.S. government, after killing thousands of Native Americans and restricting others to reservations, gave tribal governments some control over Indians' lives in collaboration with the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs. Since then, no group in America has been more helped and managed, air quotes, by the federal government than Indians. Because of that, no group has done worse.
Right.
Homes on reservations are likely to lack electricity and indoor plumbing.
That's shocking. I mean, if you think about it, in the United States, I didn't even realize it was that bad there. How could you not have those things in this land of plenty like that?
Well, because you're restricted on what you can buy and do, because we're here to manage you,
right.
Ian.
Wow. All right.
He says there's serious alcoholism and drug abuse. A staggering number of American Indians are unemployed, and many commit suicide. Jewell says not being able to own your own land is part of the problem. Quote, you can't borrow, you can't get a mortgage, you can't get bonded. There's nothing you can have that will allow you to be able to go to the bank on your own without the government there as a minister co-signing that loan. Tribal governments function about as badly as governments run by white people. They waste money, mismanage valuable resources, and give sweetheart deals to crony businesses.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to give people... all people reason to celebrate this Thanksgiving, give them the proven formula for prosperity. Get government out of the way and respect everyone's individual property rights.
Unfortunately, that is not going to happen anytime soon. The Bureau of Indian Affairs, I'm sure, is not going to let go of the control that they have over those folks' property and their lives. Free Talk Live.
Don't know what contaminants are lurking in your water? Time to get a ProPure. Take advantage of ProPure's holiday sale. Save 25% on all ProPure water filter products. Sales good through December 31st. There's a ProPure water filter for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want, and our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. You can bring up anything that you want, but I also want to let you know about the free market healthcare company that can give you freedom from insurance. It's healthexcellenceselect.com. They'll give you a proactive health assessment daily if you'd like, and no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Doctors including traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. Now, the government has messed up medical records with their HIPAA so much that one doctor doesn't know what the others are doing. How about a medical information card that you can give to EMS, first responders, the emergency room, or whatever medical professional you want? You can check them out now over at healthexcellenceselect.com. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. To your phone calls and thoughts, Sarah is listening in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Did you know that the vegetarians are going to have the Thanksgiving with the rescued farm animals up in Vermont, I think, or up close to where you're at? There's a rescue shelter. And
right. So when you say the vegetarians are having Thanksgiving dinner with the rescued farm animals, you don't mean that they're cooking the rescued farm animals. Like they're going and they're going to serve the rescued farm animals some vegetables?
Well, the animals are going to eat first, and then they're going to have tofu and vegetarian products. So it's celebrating the rescued animal. You know?
I didn't know there was a movement to rescue animals from farms. That's
That's a
from
new
the
thing.
Big corporate farm, the ones where the animals are, you know, you've got this pig and a tiny little mm-hmm. cubicle sort of thing. Yeah,
how are they rescuing them? I mean, are they breaking and entering into the property? Do you know anything about that, Sarah?
Well, you know what happened? There was a cow on the conveyor belt. You know how before they put that stick through, they put it through they killed them? Well, this cow got so panicked, he freaked out, he ran off, and he was running all over the city. And then when they caught him, he's over there in that rescue shelter. So that's one of them. And, but is it Vermont? It's up by you guys.
I just did a Google search for rescued farm animals, and farmsanctuary.org pops up. Apparently, they have a sanctuary in Watkins Glen, New York, and one in Los Angeles, California.
Yeah, but so that must be the one in New York because they were talking about it. But what they do is they don't eat the animals. The turkeys, no, they eat with the animals. That's the whole point. And
are you a vegetarian?
Well, you know what? I still eat fish and eggs, so I'm not completely. But I did.
Do you feel guilty about that?
Well, not really, because the fish doesn't really feel that much. You know, they don't.
How the hell do you know that?
I don't know, but you know what? I do have to get some kind of protein. I don't like eating fish. You know, it's when I look at it, it's just when I.
If you're worried about eating a dead animal and you still want protein, you know, you could just eat large amounts of peanut butter, or you could eat an egg, because an egg was not actually a live chicken.
But it would have been eventually.
Only if it was fertilized.
Well, you know what? I eat eggs. I love cheese. I eat yogurt. I get most of my protein, but I still eat fish once in a while. And I feel guilty about it, but it's still better than eating pork. I will not eat pork and chicken.
I just had some pulled pork tonight. It was delicious.
I'm trying to figure out how eating fish is better than eating pork or chicken, because an animal is still dying to make that fish fillet.
You know something, it's true, but you know what? I got really sick eating the meat, like with a steroid.
Okay, so it's better for you, not better for everyone.
Yeah, look, you know, if you want to eat what you want to eat, that's your business. I don't care. But you know, if people are saying they're becoming vegetarians because because they don't want to hurt animals, then they should probably be consistent across the board. That's all.
Oh, well, but I'm fine, you know. But it's still better than nothing, you know what I mean?
So what are your plans for Thanksgiving?
Well, I'll just go down and buy some pumpkin pie and then eat meatless sausages. I love those. You know, it's all vegetarian, but it tastes like real sausages. But I just think that if people in the world could eat less meat, it'll be better for the planet, better for them.
Why is that better for the planet? I mean, the fact that people are eating meat means that those different animals that are the meat sources, so chicken or cows or, you know, whatever, pigs, that those are plentiful. The chicken is not going to go extinct. The cow is not going to go extinct. They will continue on forever as long as humans are interested in consuming them.
As long as humans are allowed to have ownership rights over them.
Right. Coming back around to the conversation.
Because I have interest in eating a penguin and a dolphin, but I'm not allowed to do that because there are, you know, different governments saying you're not allowed to do that because only zoos can own penguins and dolphins.
Well, what I think is better for the planet to feed 1 pound, to get 1 pound of cow meat, you know, they have to eat like how many pastures of grass? Okay, but in order to grow.
You know, grass grows back, right?
Yeah, but you know something? It takes that much water, and it takes that much land to grow and to produce 1 pound of meat.
You know, water only changes forms, right?
Yeah, but it's costly. Do you understand? But
right, water's cheap.
When I drink a glass of water, that water does not cease to exist. It comes out of me at a later point and then gets filtrated. And then, you know, there's the, what's that cycle called to where, you know, water evaporates, goes into the cloud, and then turns into rain?
That's the cycle. I don't know what it's called. The
water cycle. So, you know, like, water changes forms.
Right.
It doesn't cease to exist.
So, and it's not expensive. Water's cheap. It's actually pretty affordable to buy water. And
hold on. Remember, she lives in New Mexico where water's not necessarily that plentiful.
Okay, fair enough.
That's correct. And it's
are people dying of thirst, though, in New Mexico?
No.
No.
They're not,
no.
But, you know, water has to be diverted from elsewhere to go to New Mexico.
Fair enough. And I know that there's, you know, drought conditions in California and things like that. I suspect
right.
that
because
affects New Mexico.
Water is being diverted to New Mexico instead of being allowed to flow where it would flow into California.
Well, you know, every time we have a drought, that's what I'm talking about. It shoots up the cost of our meat.
It also shoots up the cost of carrots and peas and potatoes and everything else
right.
that grows in the ground.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, all the vegetarians have to pay more if the water price goes up, too, don't they?
Yeah, but you know something? There, look at how much, think about it. Okay, soybeans that we make all this veggie patties and stuff, our tofu and stuff like that. You know what? You could grow tons and tons of soybeans as compared to trying to grow one cow. That's the point I'm taking. They pick up so much land. They have to feed them so much alfalfa and so much grass, and it takes so much water to grow, so that it does cost more.
So how often do they water their cows?
Well, you know, I was told that they just feed them corn that's chemically treated. They don't even get to eat grass.
Does it cost more, though, Sarah? Because every time I've looked, and I don't look often, but the few times I've looked at the price of vegetarian food, this you know food that's supposedly good for you,
it's
always
more expensive.
It's
a lot more expensive.
So, I mean, doesn't that suggest that it actually costs more to make vegetarian food?
Well, the counter argument is, well, the vegetarian food's only more expensive because stuff's being taken out of the food supply to feed your animals. If we didn't have to feed your animals, Ian, then food would be just so much cheaper.
You could also argue that it's not as popular, and so they can't mass market it, or maybe you know, grow in bulk or whatever. Like they could in theory if it was more popular.
That's correct. That's
but regardless,
correct.
Sarah, you know, you should just eat how you want to eat, and then other people are going to eat how they want to eat. Because I don't think that for the most part, I mean, you can make an argument, and maybe you'll persuade a few people to try being a vegetarian, but it's highly unlikely that somebody, you know, making points on the radio is going to really make any kind of impact on the marketplace for meat. Thanks for the call tonight, though. I appreciate the discussion. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Moments remain in this edition of Free Talk Live, but we got enough time for you if you call now.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-967-9298. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-967-9298. That's 1-800-967-9298. 1-800-967-9298.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE networks. Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-800-205-9513 or PixWireless.com. Spell P-I-X. PixWireless.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. The Free Talk Live AMP program is a way for you to support what we do, to support our mission of spreading the ideas of liberty and peace as far and as wide as possible. We've got over 160 great radio stations that air the show throughout the week. Over across the United States in a variety of places, and we could have more than that. It just takes time and an effort and money to effectively market this program, and so you can help us with that, and you can help us expand our reach by going to amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. We can do a lot with very little. We don't have much of a budget at all, and every dollar of it is brought in by listeners like you. You get perks. It's $5 a month is what we ask for, and you get in return for that $5 a month. You get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only Facebook group. There's also an AMP-only podcast that doesn't have the commercials that our regular podcast does, so you can go and get signed up. And that Facebook group is really busy, by the way. There's always fresh posts in there on a daily basis. It allows Free Talk Live listeners to interact with one another and some of the show hosts as well. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can sign up with any major credit card through PayPal. You can use Visa or MasterCard and Bitcoin over at amp.freetalklive.com. So it is the season for holiday shopping, and the official kickoff is, of course, this Friday with Black Friday. And it's been a tradition over the years here on Free Talk Live, in addition to talking about the real story behind Thanksgiving, which John Stossel shared with us here tonight, or you shared the John Stossel piece about it.
Yes.
We've also talked about the commercial aspect of the Thanksgiving holiday, which is Black Friday, and now some are calling, I don't know if they're calling it Black Thursday or what they're calling Thursday, but some stores like Walmart will be opening up on Thursday night, so Walmart's opening at 6.
And there are some states where the legislature has passed laws saying that no business is allowed to open
on
unless
Thanksgiving.
It's one of these, you know, somehow deemed to be
essential.
Necessary, essential.
Like a gas station or something.
Gas station, probably convenience store.
I believe Massachusetts is one of those states that prohibits it.
Yes.
But in states where it's legal, some businesses will be opening on Thursday. So it's a very competitive atmosphere. They call it Black Friday because the retail businesses supposedly go into the black on that day, which seems unbelievable, but that's supposedly what happens. I mean, come on, really? Are they really in business for an entire year without, you know, or 11 plus months without actually making it into the black? Is that real?
Well, let's look at this for a moment, because pretty much every year in the spring, mm-hmm. like the Taxpayers Union and the National Tax Institute and somebody else will come up with what they call Tax Freedom Day.
Right. It's a calculation of how long you have to work as an individual before you actually start making money for yourself.
Right. And that date ranges from, like, you know, early to mid-May, generally at the earliest, depending on your state,
mm-hmm.
to sometimes as late as mid to late June,
right.
depending on others. So, you know, somebody in New York is going to have to work longer than somebody in, say, Alabama to wind up covering all of the taxes because New York has a higher tax burden. So if we look at that, so companies aren't going to, you know, start making money for the business until possibly June, once you figured, you know, like, all right, the first 6 months of the year, that goes to pay Uncle Sam,
mm-hmm.
and then you start working for the business, you know, earning profit for the business in June, I could see it going as late as possibly this time of year before they start actually making a profit.
You might be right. I mean, because obviously payroll is the biggest expense that any business has, aside from, it's probably more than taxes. So, you know, we don't know how long it takes the business to get to their tax
freedom
day.
Plus, you've got overhead.
Sure.
You've got rent. You've got, you know, all of the stock, the merchandise. Then you've got, you know,
that's just how
salaries.
They named it. I mean, maybe it's true for some businesses, not true for others. But regardless, Black Friday's coming up, and that means lines, that means crowds, that means fighting. Inevitably, there's always some crazy videos, so it's always fun, even though the people involved are not having fun. It is entertaining to watch them in sort of the same way that wrestling is entertaining, although this is real.
No, it's entertaining in the same way as watching a slow motion train crash.
So we do focus on those things typically
like
on
the,
Black
the
Friday.
Scary airplane landing videos. I don't know if you've ever watched any of those, but some of those are really interesting. Ones where the airplane eventually lands safely,
but it doesn't look
kind
good.
Of scary. Of,
I see.
Oh, one of the landing gears isn't down, or the landing
right.
gears are down, but the tire fell off.
Yikes. So, we'll of course talk about Black Friday on Black Friday. The working up to it, there is some interesting stuff in the news. And there's a story over at MarketWatch.com about flash mob robbers. Now, when it's Black Friday, it's a mob of people who, for the most part, are well-behaved. The media sensationalizes the bad behavior. That's what makes the headlines. That's what we talk about here on Free Talk Live because, well, that's, you know, the entertaining part to watch. It's not entertaining to watch people orderly walking into a store and buying things. It's the fights that are what are making the news. And by and large, most people are relatively well-behaved. I've been to Black Friday when I was originally down in Florida, and people quietly stood out in line talking with one another at 6 in the morning or whatever, where it's Florida. So, you know, we thought it was cold, but by comparison, it's much colder up in New England
right.
For Black Friday. So some people are really hardcore, and they'll, you know, sit out the night before, the day before, and like literally camp out to try to get some of these Black Friday deals. So that's, you know, there's some really interesting parts about it in this sort of market phenomenon, how people behave when they get into large groups. But by and large, the Black Friday shoppers are pretty well behaved. On the other hand, there is something going on in the country called flash mob robberies, and MarketWatch has a story. In just 90 seconds, they've made off with over $10,000 in cosmetics. Groups known as flash mob robbers storm a store, steal thousands in merchandise in minutes, and bolt as quickly as they arrive. Among the most notorious are the so-called Rainbow Girls, a group of female thieves named for their brightly hued hair, who've hit dozens of stores in the Bay Area. Their stakes or high stakes heists have included Ulta, where the beauty burglar stole an estimated $11,000 worth of goods in less than 2 minutes.
How many people are involved in this?
About a dozen people. They go in with bags and they just start grabbing stuff off the shelves. And beauty products are expensive, so it wouldn't be hard to
rack up 10,000. I know beauty products are expensive. I was just trying to figure out, you know. Yeah, so a dozen people fill up a bag real quick. I can see, you know, you get five or six products. That's $100 worth of beauty products because it's stuff. Yeah, it's very expensive.
And it's on a shelf. They just grab everything off the shelf, throw it in their bag, and they walk out. They've got video of them doing it here on this article. We'll post it over on our Facebook and Twitter. The Mostly Girl gang has also walked off with a combined more than $130,000 worth of luxury goods from Ferragamo, Louis Vuitton, Christian Dior, and Sunglass Hut, according to the charges filed against a dozen members of the Rainbow Girls in the Bay Area in October. Often in groups of up to 15 people, the bandits burst into a store, make a beeline to the lucrative goodies, and quickly pillage the shelves. High-end jeans and cosmetics are favorite items, say the experts. Sometimes even before store employees or security realizes that it's happening, the mob has dispersed, goods in tow. San Francisco police officer Carlos Manfredi says the longest I've seen them take was 2 minutes. He'd been working to arrest the robbers and their copycats. Depending on the target, each shoplifter can pocket more than a dozen items each. Manfredi estimates the Rainbow Girls have stolen more than $1 million in merchandise over the years. Across the country in Massachusetts, law enforcement officers are battling a similar problem. In September, a hoodie-clad gang of men robbed an Apple store in Hingham, stealing 22 phones in minutes. 1 month later, in Natick, Massachusetts, a similar-looking crew made off with $13,000 worth of phones in under a minute. Incidents have happened at 7-Eleven in Kansas City with a mob of 50 and a diesel store in D.C. with more than 20 people.
All right, so where do you find enough people to, you know, like, keep this hush-hush of, all right, we need, like, five more people before we can go rob this gas station?
They're a gang, dude. They know each other. This is, you know, they're criminals. That's what they do. But this is such a scary thing if you think about it. Because, well, if you're in a state like California, there's no defense about this. You can't defend your store with a gun for the most part. You know, some states have very, very strict gun regulations. But even with a gun, you can't stop 50 people from coming into the 7-Eleven and robbing the place. You might be able to stop some of them.
I've heard security people say that if you want dogs to protect your house, get like five or six, because then if somebody breaks in, it's going to be a hell of a lot harder for them to take out all those dogs. Whereas you get one big dog, they can take one dog out fairly easily.
I'd love to talk more about this because it's an insane thing. And, you know, your average store is not equipped to handle something like this. And what do you do in that circumstance?
Flamethrower.
We'll see you tomorrow night online. In the meantime, freetalklive.com. Yeah, that's right. We're going to be live on Thanksgiving.
You want disruption? You got disruption. Cell 411, the world's most disruptive and empowering app, knows you want ride sharing with payment options for cash, Bitcoin, silver and barter, as well as credit cards. And they know you want more than promises. Cell 411 delivers. The same great emergency management app, now with ride sharing. Freedom to travel is a right. You don't need big business telling you how to do it and taking fees. Go to the App Store now and download Cell 411 and get riding.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, #Nephilim.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.